And now we have John Tamahere. Tēnā koe, John. Ko Heniani Melbourne, tēnei, sitting in for Dale Husband, who will definitely be back on Monday.
Well, good on you. I hope Dale gets well soon.
Yeah, this flu's going around. Hopefully he gets a flu jab like the rest of us have to. So what's happening in your world?
Well, Dale's getting older too.
Aren't we all?
Listen. Oh, look, we just having a lot of fun. As you know, yesterday at Ruapotaka Marae, the Whānau Water Commissioning Agency tabled and launched two outstanding research reports. You know, the evidence is compelling everywhere, regardless of who does the research. The two Māori by Māori for Māori solutions work extraordinarily well, and we're coming very tired of lots of non-Māori taking our money, spending it on them, failing us, and then calling us failures. And so all we want is our resources transferred into our own hands, and we have the solutions. And so it's local solutions for local problems in our communities. And yesterday at Ruapotaka, the GI Pāmua Ōrākei Māori communities demonstrated in spades that if they are given the right resources in a co-investment envelope from ACC, Oranga Tamariki and Te Puni Kōkiri, that you can bring families out of poverty pretty quickly because their potentiality is just waiting to be supported and unlocked. Our people are always seen as a problem waiting to be punished rather than a solution waiting to happen. And when we deal with our own, because we care for them, we understand them, we've been through the same experiences and difficulties, we're not there to regulate them or put them down or stand over them and then keep telling them that they're not doing it well enough. And so when you've been beat up that much by multiple others who have been paid with Māori money to bring you a solution, but the last thing they bring you is regulation, you have a totally different conversation. That report showed that without any artificial stimulation, 800 Māori whānau built them and developed themselves over 2 years into standalone, high-performing from where they came from, families. And it's all about the whānau. And as soon as that whānau become a winner, it was like a pebble thrown into the pond. And that whānau had uplifts, and not just in terms of neighbours, but in terms of their own whānau, cousins, etc., who were lifted by watching their cousin lift themselves. And so it's all about the whānau. And so that was an outstanding a day out of Ruapotaka Marae GI last yesterday morning.
Yesterday. So you can see this, though. I mean, we saw it most clearly with COVID, and yet it seems that, for example, the health department hasn't learnt its lesson and has just started worrying about immunisation rates for Māori, and yet why aren't they just empowering organisations like Waipareira and to go out and talk to their own people?
Well, you know what? They are threatened by us. Rather than seeing us as treaty partners, rather than seeing us as a group of people that can achieve the outcome that they are paid so handsomely for, they see us as a competitor to be suppressed. So even though we proved ourselves over the pandemic and our delivery to over 68% of the people we delivered to were non-Māori up and down the Whānau Water Network, but we still outperformed all of them in terms of the concentration of Māori numbers we either vaccinated or tested. Furthermore, we are the most efficient testers per test or per vaccination in a economic sense than any other provider group. And even then they won't whakamana our people. Even then they won't acknowledge them. And they started to pull all our funding out. because they want to be back in control again.
Mm.
Well, we can't allow that nonsense to continue. It's just got to stop, you know. Another thing about that is, for the first time since colonizers arrived in this country, we will have the chance or the possibility of, for the first time, picking who governs the country in October the 14th. So we are rising as a people up and down the country. There's a rising happening in terms of believing in ourselves for a change, not looking over our shoulders to get strapped by the white man as usual. And there is a true lift in the communities. And I just think you're not going to be able to put this genie back in the bottle.
Is that why the National Party doesn't want to work with the Party Māori?
Well, clearly the National Party has made a decision that Māori should never be at the main decision-making table, never. And if they do let you in the door, you're in the door as a tag-on cabinet minister, but you don't get to make any of the decisions. You're told what's going to happen in your ministry. So those days are over, and we look at them eye to eye. We try to practice our tikanga by affirming it. Even our Māori members of Labour acknowledge that the way you bring one of our mana wahine into the parliament, whether it's for them or for us, is the way in which Rawiri Waititi escorted Mecca in. And to be judged that we are inappropriate in our own country practicing our own tikanga in a chamber that has destroyed our capacity and capability to stand up for ourselves, that continues and has to be deeply challenged at every step of the way.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm sorry to go back to the Māori in control, but we've been talking to the statistics department about the census, and we're going, well, and they said, oh, well, we've worked with iwi. Well, have you worked with urban authorities where most of our people live?
Well, it's interesting you say that. We reached out earlier to the census department to say, can we be, I'm talking whanau ora, can our whanau ora partners up and down the country, and there's over 110 of them, whether it's Ngāti Porou Hauora, whether it's Tūranga Hauora, or whether it's Tui Ora over in Taranaki or Charawa Whānui. So we have soldiers on the ground that are trusted and can support our people. Hey, have you filled out your census?
Of course.
Now, how many questions did you find? I didn't fill out half of it because I found the questions to be just a nonsense. So I filled out my name, address, serial number, my iwi, affiliations, my job and income, and that's it. The number of questions in that census that I thought were just stupid and unworthy of even putting or asking people, and it makes the document look like when our people open it and go, oh, for goodness sakes, I'm not. That goes in the bin. or they see someone walking up the drive and it looks like a bailiff coming to take away a TV or something, right? Or serve some proceedings. They ain't opening the door to any person that looks like a bald head. So the fact of the matter is that the whole rollout of the census created some difficulties. Now, we have agreed in the final hours with the CEO of Statistics that we will do as best as we can in the next 6 weeks to try and lift the census in Auckland and throughout the whole of Tāmaki Makaurau as best we can. But if we'd have been brought in and had all our planning done before Christmas, we could have hit the streets really hard and had a really great run through our summer months, notwithstanding the wet weather, etc. But we're trying hard in most difficult circumstances over the next 5 or 6 weeks to lift, one, our census, and two, alert our people to the fact that there is a Māori option on and they can go on the Māori roll. Because the way the law works, you're immediately, as soon as you say you're a Māori, they put you on a Pākehā roll and you have to opt off.
Yeah, yeah.
What we wanted was, no, as soon as you say you're Māori, you're on a Māori roll, then you can go on to a Pākehā roll if you want.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
They made the law. They've made the law really hard for us in terms of our people having to opt off a Pākehā role onto a Māori role instead of saying, "Well, I'm on a Māori role now. Do I need to opt off into a Pākehā role?" Which is a different conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah. So those are the two things that we're working on at the moment in terms of lifting census and also Māori role opportunities. We don't, of course, our workers don't tell them how to vote or do any of that. But getting our people into an informed position is very important. And so, like with our vaccinations, our people are in difficulty, and so we do give kai vouchers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so each whānau that fills out a census with whānau Waipareira or with Manukau Urban Māori Authority or with Huakina or with Papakura Marae or with Manirewa Marae or over at the Punan Shore, over here at Hone Waititi, there's a $100 kai voucher that we will provide as part of our social service support to them coming into a very difficult winter.
Yes, it's going to be a very difficult winter, and I'm sure that, I'd fill in the census again for a $100 food voucher. Hey, Willie, thank you so much.
I'm definitely not Willie.
No. Thank you, John Tamahere, okay. For your amazing kōrero. Namahi.
Kabai.